Good morning, friends. Good morning, and welcome to Sunday morning worship at Stone Church. Whether you're joining us in person, over Zoom, or on Facebook, we are glad that you're here. Please take a moment to let us know you're here, either by filling out the green welcome pad at the end of your row, following the QR code in your bulletin, or clicking on the link in the chat thread. There are always opportunities to worship, study, fellowship, and serve together. This past week, 30 of us enjoyed a night out at the ballpark watching the Altoona Curve. It was a great chance to spend some time together and get to know one another better. Now, we've got another opportunity to do just that today, right after worship. Instead of running out, stick around. Enjoy some lemonade and some cookies. Take the time to catch up with old friends and make some new ones. Many thanks to Jeannie and Paul and the rest of their team. I saw Janice bring cookies in here and all those that brought snacks for the forum meeting this morning. We are so grateful. You eat good at Stone Church. Many thanks also to those of you who joined us for this morning's congregational forum. We are excited about the possibilities of the new leadership team model that was passed, and we are so grateful to the working group that's been reflecting for months now on how our church can best adapt to the changes in the world around us as we seek to continue living faithfully into our mission and vision as a church family. We also want to thank you for the ways that you have continued to give so generously. Your financial gifts in the offering box in the back, through the website, and directly to the office, those sustain the work we do together and make possible the ministry of this congregation toward the community and beyond. Thank you. This Friday, June 30th, we are hosting a Red Cross blood drive downstairs. Come if you're able to donate and make a difference in the life of someone who needs it. Now, our church administrator, Rowan, is out of the office this week, so there may be a bit of delay in responding to phone calls and emails, but the rest of us will be here during the usual hours if you need anything. Feel free to reach out. This morning in worship, on the book of Daniel, Beyond the Lion's Den, with the fascinating story of a ghostly hand with an ominous message. Not a story we read very often. It's a message that speaks to the arrogance of empires old and new. But that's all to come. For now, sit back and allow the music of the prelude to center you into our time of worship together.
Please rise as you are able and join me in the call to worship printed in your bulletin. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations.
King Belshazzar threw a huge party for 1,000 of his princes, and he drank a lot of wine in front of them. While he was under the wine's influence, Belshazzar commanded that the gold and silver equipment that his father, Nebuchadnezzar, had taken from Jerusalem's temple be brought to the party, so that the king, his princes, his consorts, and his secondary wives could drink wine out of them. So the gold equipment that had been carried out of the temple, God's house in Jerusalem, was brought in, and the king, his princes, his consorts, and his secondary wives drank out of it. They drank a lot of wine, and they praised the gods of gold, silver, bronze, iron, wood, and stone.
Right then, the fingers of a human hand appeared and wrote on the plaster of the king's palace wall in the light of the lamp. The king saw the hand that wrote. The king's mood immediately changed, and he was deeply disturbed. He felt weak, and his knees were shaking. The king yelled, calling for the enchanters, the Chaldeans, and the diviners. The king told these sages of Babylon, anyone who can read this writing and tell me its meaning will wear royal robes, will have a gold chain around his neck, and will rule the kingdom as third in command. Then all the king's sages arrived, but they couldn't read the writing or interpret it for the king. At that point, King Belshazzar was really frightened. All the color drained from his face, and his princes were also very worried.
Upon hearing the commotion coming from the king and his princes, the queen entered the banqueting hall and declared, "Long live the king! Don't be so disturbed. Don't be so frightened. There is a man in your kingdom who has the breath of holy gods in him. When your father was alive, this man was shown to possess illumination, insight, and wisdom, like the very wisdom of the gods. Your father, King Nebuchadnezzar, appointed this man as chief over the dream interpreters, enchanters, Chaldeans, and diviners. Yes, your father did this because this man, Daniel, the one the king named Belteshazzar, possesses an extraordinary spirit, knowledge, and insight into the meaning of dreams. He can explain ambiguities and resolve mysteries. Now, in light of all that, summon Daniel. He will explain the meaning of this thing." So Daniel was brought before the king. The king said to him, "So you are Daniel, the Daniel from the exiles that my father the king brought from Judah? I have heard that the breath of the gods is in you, and you possess illumination, insight, and extraordinary wisdom." Now, the sages and the dream interpreters were brought before me to read this writing and interpret it for me, but they couldn't explain its meaning. But I've heard that you can explain meanings and solve mysteries. So if you can read this writing and interpret it for me, you will wear royal robes, have a gold chain about your neck, and will rule the kingdom as third in command.
Daniel answered the king, "Keep your gifts. Give the rewards to someone else. But I will still read the writing to the king and interpret it for him. Listen, your majesty. The Most High King gave kingship, power, glory, and majesty to your father, Nebuchadnezzar. Because of the power God gave him, all peoples, nations, and languages were terrified of him. He did whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted, killing and sparing, exalting or humbly. But when he became arrogant, acting in stubborn pride, he was pulled off his royal throne and the glory was taken from him. He was driven away from other humans and his mind became like animals. He lived with wild donkeys. He ate grass like cattle. And dew from heaven washed his body until he realized that the Most High God dominates human kingship and sets over it anyone he wants. But you, who are his son, Belshazzar, you haven't submitted, even though you've known all this. Instead, you've set yourself up against the Lord of heaven. The equipment of God's house was brought to you, and you, your princes, your consorts, and your secondary wives drank wine out of it, all the while praising the gods of silver, gold, bronze, iron, wood, and stone. Gods who can't see, hear, or know anything. But you didn't glorify the true God who holds your very breath in his hand and who owns every road you take. That's why this hand was sent from God and why this message was written down. This is what was written down. Mene, Mene, Tekel, and Parson. This is the meaning of the word mene. God has numbered the days you rule. It's over. Tekel means that you've been weighed on the scales and you don't measure up. Perez means your kingship is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians.
Then Belshazzar commanded that Daniel be dressed in a purple robe, have a gold chain around his neck, and be officially appointed as third in command in the kingdom. That very night, Belshazzar, the Chaldean king, was killed. Darius the Mede received the kingdom at the age of 62.
As our children make their way forward, if you have a prayer card, please hold it up so that they can collect it from you. Good morning. It's so good to see you. Now, I have a little rhyme or a little song for you guys. I wonder if anybody can read this for me. Anybody read that?
I can't see it.
Here.
It's not close enough to me.
Here, Sally, give it a try. Not Mary Had a Little Lamb. Sound it out. Let's sound it out and see if we can get... Sound it out. Mersey might be the first. Mersey Dotes. Yeah. Okay, go for it. See if... Are these real words?
No.
No, they're nonsense words. What about these words? Can anybody read these words? Okay, go for it, Cyrus. Does that sound like we've got Mersey dotes and dozy dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddledy divey too, wouldn't you? And mares eat oats and does eat dotes and little lambs eat ivy too. A kid will eat ivy too, wouldn't you? Do they sound the same?
Yeah,
it's a fun little pun. Now, I'm wondering if you guys listened to the amazing story that Daisy and Jeff read incredibly well for us. Thank you. Did you hear that? Did you hear that story? Does anybody remember the name of the king? He has a really cool name. Belshazzar. Yeah, you guys say that one with me. Belshazzar. That's awesome. Now, he thought that he was the most powerful king anywhere. And he threw a huge party, and at that party, the king and all of his guests were really disrespectful to the Hebrew people. And then, did you hear what happened?
A hand.
A hand! Yeah, go for it, Cece, tell us.
A hand, which kind of reminds me of something, which isn't related to it. But a big hand that starts writing.
Yeah, a big hand like a ghost starts writing on the wall. But what it writes on the wall are nonsense words. Nonsense words that are kind of like Mersey dotes and dozy dotes. They sound like other words. And so the king and all the wise people around him couldn't figure out what it meant because all they could see was Mersey dotes and dozy dotes. So they brought in Daniel. He's a prophet, And he was also a Hebrew or a Jew. And he loved God and was faithful to God. And the Bible says that he was filled with God's Spirit. And he figures out what the writing on the wall means. Even though the king is powerful and Daniel is not, Daniel bravely tells him that the writing means that the king is going to lose his power, that he isn't doing what is right, and so it'll be taken from him. Now, the king was very arrogant. Do you guys know what arrogant means?
Yes.
What's
yes.
arrogance? What's arrogance?
Thinks you're the best.
That's right.
When
you
think other people are lower than you.
That's exactly right. When we think we are better or smarter or more important than other people. And oftentimes, when we think like that, we are unkind. One way that we can keep ourselves from being arrogant is to notice what other people are doing well, or to notice what other people are really awesome at doing. So I want you to look around at our community, look around at each other and at this church. Notice some wonderful things all around you, things that you didn't necessarily do. Well, thank you, Cece. Maybe you'll notice that there are really pretty flowers and you don't know how to arrange flowers. Maybe you'll notice that somebody said hi to you on the way in the door, welcoming you. Maybe you know things about each other. Maybe you know, like I know that Sam is really good at Minecraft, and I am not. Or maybe you know that Emily is a really good baker. So I want you to notice things that other people are good at, and I want you to write them a note telling them. I have little notes for you. You can color them in, and it says dear, and you'll put the name, their name in, and it says you are so good at. You can either draw them a picture or tell them what they're good at. And it says, thank you. It says, your friend, and you'll sign your name. So this is what I want you to work on for the rest of the service. And you can give those out at Lemonade on the Lawn. After we pray, I have some colored pencils for you to use if you don't have crayons in your seat. But let's pray together first. You can repeat after me. Dear God, help us notice
the good gifts
of those around us, and to value them as much as we value ourselves. Amen.
It's
all okay. Take a note. Do you guys want some colored pencils, or do you have crayons already?